404, Richmond and Syracuse.
Hello, sorry about that. We timed out. Okay, so I will... So did you actually have a bio on your bus?
Well, there's definitely a strong smell where he was sitting. I mean, I would not want somebody to sit right where he was. It was all up and down his front and his back, stained urine, and it smelled strongly where he sat. I certainly wouldn't feel comfortable letting anybody sit there. And like, I don't know if you caught this, I was just going to tape it off and just do my last run, but now I don't have any tape, so maybe somebody could meet me. I don't know. You tell me what you'd like me to do.
Okay, copy. If you could put down paper towels in the area where he was seated, and let me see here. Yeah, you just have the one last trip. What area of the bus was he sitting?
In the priority area right behind the driver's seat. He was sitting in the forward-facing seats that fold up for, like, a mobility device right behind the driver's seat.
Okay, copy. All right, so fold that seat up, and if you have any, like, lost and found slips, get right on the back, do not sit here, and just kind of... I'm not sure if there's any way to attach it. I don't know if you have any rubber bands in your pouch or not. I know they don't really put those in there too much anymore. But I don't know if you can just some paper towels over the folded seat just to show that it probably shouldn't sit there and maybe put that little sign. And if you hear the seat go down, just kind of yell out, hey, you don't want to sit there. And we'll just go from there. Let me see. You just go to Richmond. Let me see. I think it's 4. Okay, downtown, we can get the supervisor to meet up with you to either get you some tape or anything like that to block that off.
Okay, and I just had a thought. When my follower shows up, I could see if I could borrow their tape as well.
Perfect. Yes, that is a good plan there. All right, yeah, go ahead. So I will, let me see when they're doing one on it.